This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
USA, baby! Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, 7 past the hour, brought to you today by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, your Hot Springs dealer, and they are waiting for you to come on in and say hello. Check out the saunas, check out the hot tubs, all at great prices, all at great financing options right now as well, but you know there's a lot more. If you're cooped up in the winter, it's not so bad when you've got a great pool table, or shuffleboard, some of the fun games they have there as well. So a lot of great options. Just come on in. Check them out. West Fargo, Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall, and in Bismarck as well. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fine sponsor of the program. Okay, Debbie from Grand Forks. We didn't get in last hour with Mike Lindell. Debbie, what was your question or comment you have?
I just wanted to say that, yeah, I think Mike Lindell would be great, but I think what should happen is Mike Lindell and Hermie Dillon should co-chair. Hermie Dillon is a great lawyer, and it would just be fantastic if those two would co-chair. And then I wanted to say about Arizona, the machines were working fine the day before, and that day, for 6 or 7 hours, every fifth vote wasn't being counted. I've called my senators, my representative, and I urge everyone else to do that, too. We need to get to the bottom of what happened in Arizona. Katie Hobbs even threatened a couple counties if they didn't certify their vote by a certain time, that she would go after them and their attorneys. But we need to get to the bottom of what really went on. You know that I'm so disappointed with our Republican representatives. In 2020, they didn't do the job. Now, let's let them get with Arizona, and let's get to the bottom of what happened.
Appreciate that call, Debbie.
The states are the key. That's perfectly said. We've got to get not only in Arizona and Wisconsin and Georgia. We've got to get to where these states. That's the one thing that I said that I took away from 2020. No matter what. What we're really, the federal government has nothing to do with it other than saying whatever the state says is what we do. So each of these states matters so much. And kudos to Carrie Lake and her team. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine, Scotty, what they're going through? The money that, I mean, it's unreal.
59% of the machines didn't work. Do you hear him saying?
Unbelievable.
It is. It's just a debacle.
Epic fail. Epic fail.
Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate your call. Thanks very much. One listener says one good thing about all this snow, when the illegal aliens cross the Rio Grande and El Paso, change into their dry clothes, discard their wet clothes and all forms of identification, then walk into the government office to pick up their free money, free phone, and free bus or airline tickets to the destination of their choice, they probably won't pick North Dakota, especially if they check a map or a weather report, says John and Fargo.
Yeah. So. They're going to opt out of that one.
Love your comments. Call us at 855-200-1776. Text us. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Back on the program is our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, to talk a little bit about part two. How much snow did we get so far?
Officially, here in Fargo, we had just under 6 inches.
Okay.
Just under 6 inches.
How about
feels
the west?
Like more.
How about like Tioga and points west?
It does. Out west,
I saw 10 inches.
I left that sheet in the office. I had all of them down out west. But we'll rattle some off. It was generally between about 6 to 10 inches out in central and western parts of the states, western part of the Dakotas, western South Dakota, 2 feet of snow up in the Black Hills. That was the most I saw. Locally, let's see here. We've got areas of Trail County and Richland County, 10 to 13 inches. Down around just to the west of Wahpeton, about 10 inches. Areas out around Valley City picked up a foot of snow. Wadena County, 7 to 8 inches. Barnes County, 13 inches. The heaviest snow fell just out to our west, anywhere between 11 and 14 inches from about Tower City southward through about the Lisbon area, where they picked up anywhere between 11 and 14 inches. So a lot of snow. DL picked up 6 inches, and again, right around the 6-inch mark here in the FM area. It did seem like more, didn't it?
It did.
It really did.
Yeah.
A lot of it, some of it compacted with the freezing rain and a little bit of drizzle we had at first, and then the heavy snow came on, but there's more to come.
But wait, there's more.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So let's talk about round two here.
It's like that unwanted relative that stays too long during the holidays. They just won't leave. That's the same with this storm. For today, though, we're okay for the rest of the day. We will see improving conditions throughout the day, on and off snow, sleet showers, so kind of an on-and-off wintry mix. Little to no additional accumulation, though, so that's the good news. This will give our plow crews, and boy, do they do a great job, this will give them a chance to kind of play catch-up on the interstates, the side roads, all that, before round two hits. And that comes overnight tonight. We start that. After midnight, we're going to see scattered snow showers. That will crescendo into general steady snow, become moderate to heavy at times as we head into Thursday. Thursday, and the niche with this second part of the system, temperatures are going to be colder. That means the snow is going to be lighter and fluffier, and we'll have more wind with it, which means blowing and drifting snow and reduced visibility. So once the plow crews get everything cleared up tonight, more comes in late tonight, lasts through Thursday, it lasts through Friday, all the way in to Saturday morning. Additional snowfall Thursday, about 3 to 5 inches, right around there, and then an additional 1 to 2 on Friday. So all in all, probably an additional 4 to 7 inches of snow between Thursday and Friday before it winds down on Saturday.
And if you have to travel Thursday or Friday, looks like Friday would be the better of the days to do it. Huh?
Yeah, even Friday, not that great because the winds are going to be stronger on Friday. So if you have any travel plans, you've got a window between this afternoon and midnight tonight, and then conditions start to rapidly deteriorate as we head into tomorrow afternoon, lasting all the way through Friday, and then conditions will slowly improve as we head into Saturday.
So Saturday, you're still going to have some impact.
A little bit. It'll be a lot minor, less major on Saturday.
And so. Then I heard on Sunday it's going to be like 50 degrees, 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Sunny and 70.
Yeah, not here. Maybe in Arizona. Now we go into the deep freeze starting Sunday.
And, oh, the deep freeze.
Yeah, with highs only in the single digits above and below zero. And if we can clear things out at night with this fresh snowpack, we're looking at nighttime lows 10 to 20 below.
No kidding.
Winter is here.
All of those things would be included in your typical winter weather forecast.
And keep in mind, according to the LRC, this same system will wrap back through end of January into early February.
Present the same.
It might not. It'll all depend. So in cycle one, when this storm system came through, it split into two pieces. And again, that was in the fall. So it split into two pieces. Conditions are a little different in the winter. We had what's called blocking in the atmosphere. That's why this thing is sticking around for 5 days. It has nowhere to go. There's a big, like, brick wall off the east coast, so this storm can't move from west to east, so it just kind of sits there. If that same pattern is around end of January into early February, it will be a repeat. If it's a different upper-level pattern, then the system may split in two again. So,
isn't the question usually, you know, when it does come back around, where exactly it happens? I mean, it could juke or jive east or west, north or south a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, the bad thing is, there was a major severe weather outbreak with this in the southern plains into Texas, Louisiana. Unfortunately, some lives lost down there. So they will get a repeat of the severe weather for sure when this comes back in January and late January, early February. That's a great thing about the LRC. We can let people know ahead of time.
Right.
Something similar to this is going to come back around.
And then you said end of January.
End of January into early February.
Right. Okay. Do we have any warm-ups at all, like melt snow warm-ups or nothing in the...
I don't see anything. Yeah. We might see a brief warm-up for a brief period later next week and then back into the deep freeze. We're stuck in a very cold pattern here through the end of the month.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We'll get an update on road conditions, too, with Captain Ewan from the North Dakota Highway Patrol in just a little bit. But, Dean, thanks for stopping by and giving us the very latest.
You got it. If you're out and about, drive safe. Just leave a little extra time.
And today's going to be your reprieve.
Today's a calm between the second round.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. I'm looking at I-29 right now.
It's moving along pretty good.
It's wet.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, the interstate system is fine. Back roads, they're still pretty snowpacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get those plows out there. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, thank you, sir. Take a break. Come back with Captain Ewan when we continue. And more to come on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache. And one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company. Selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
PetroServe USA, you get comfort food like a good Christmas or Thanksgiving meal. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or cabbage rolls. Scallop potatoes and ham in Harwood. Chicken pot pie, 12th Avenue and I-29. There's beef tips in Glendon. Beefy Mac on MP Avenue. Salisbury steak in Yulin. and Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Not fun. Not fun to hear about this weather coming back at us, Kev. How about that?
You know, bud, I'm good with it. We're kind of heading into a white Christmas. I like to go skiing. It's nice to have the Mother Nature addition to the man-made snow at the hill we call a mountain, you know.
All that good, though. I mean, I'm looking to just saw a photo from somebody on Highway 46 that's trying to drive for work, and it's completely snow-covered.
Oh,
you can't tell the difference between the road and the ditch. So
don't do it. If you don't have to, don't do it.
I have a present for you. I haven't had a chance to unwrap it yet for you, but Joe Biden yesterday was greeting a group of performers at the White House, and he invented a name for the group. Listen to this.
A special thanks to our performers, Joy, Sam, and Cindy. Look, you know, and the Gay Men's Choir in Washington, D.C. Gay Men's Marriage for Choir.
What? Look, you know, did he think he forgot who he was supposed to?
Thanks to our performers, Joy, Sam, and Cindy. Look, you know, and the Gay Men's Choir in Washington, D.C. Gay Men's Marriage for Choir.
Gay Men's Married Choir.
Gay Men for Marriage Choir.
I don't know. He said Gay Men's Married Choir, but I don't know what he intended to say. But he's the gift that keeps on giving.
Something's on the wire. I don't know. What.
Not just at Christmas. We get all kinds of fun. Reading from the teleprompter, of course. Look, you know.
You know, and then, Scott, it's just starting to burn me more and more after seeing, I'm seeing these feeds on my Twitter feed about all the stuff in El Paso. It's unbelievable. And he's there, you know, whatever about gay marriage and choirs or something.
Fix the problem.
It's unreal.
Deal with a crisis. Well, speaking of that, earlier on the Need to Know Morning Show, I heard short attention span radio, Steve Hallstrom's story about how, and I hadn't seen this, but Chief Raul Ortiz of the Customs and Border Patrol posted on Twitter yesterday, quote, in the past 48 hours at the U.S.-Mexico border, there have been over 16,000 encounters. That's in 48 hours. Over 97 million in narcotics.
Yes.
Four firearms, one of them stolen, three gang members, two sex offenders. It's starting to sound like the 12 days of Christmas. Two murderers, two warrants, one injury to a child. I mean,
it's a nightmare before Christmas, really.
And I wonder when people are going to start to care. When are you going to start to care?
16,000 people in 2 days. What does that do? That draws every age and every available body to help process them all. And what happens when they all come to that area to process them all? Well, you know, 100 miles upriver or whatever, there goes the real loads of fentanyl. There goes all the real traffickers. There goes the people that are going to really work for the cartels on our side of the border. And what are they working on? Oh, yeah, we've been through it time and time again. I mean, this is Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor. Do you have time for this quick clip here? This is him talking about what Texas has spent on this nonsense.
We've already spent billions of our Texas taxpayer dollars to do the job the Biden administration is not doing. We're doing all we can, trying to stop drugs, criminals, terrorists, and just trying to secure the border the best we can, because they're not, and it's not the Border Patrol's fault. They're doing all they can. They work for a president who I believe, and I don't use this word lightly, I don't come on here just to throw out words to get attention, but I believe it's an impeachable offense. Under the Constitution, annotated, which is a government paid for organization that you can read online, it says an impeachable offense. One of the characteristics is, and let me read it correctly, if you conduct your office in a manner that is incompatible and the purpose and function of your office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no founder who wrote the Constitution ever believed there'd be a president who would do something like this. And what is this? It's allow our country to be invaded.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it is. And I hope Republicans
being invaded.
Get to it. Hey, we have Captain Brian Ewan on the line. North Dakota Highway Patrol to update us on the road conditions out there. And another busy day yesterday for the Highway Patrol and other law enforcement. We appreciate what they do. Captain Ewan, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
Glad to have you back on the program. Good to hear your voice. So how are roads now?
So we reopened I-94 here at 9 a.m. DOT plowed as much of the snow as they could get off the roadway. And if you're out there driving today, what you're going to see is you're going to see compacted snow, compacted ice on a lot of our roadways. And then where they're putting some of that sand and salt mix down, it's starting to slush up. And hopefully they can get all that slush pushed off the roadway here today so we can get down to some bare pavement. But it's going to be a challenge throughout the day. When people are traveling, it's going to be varied conditions. So you might have a spot where the roads might be just wet or even dry out later in the day. But then you're going to hit a lot of ice and compacted snow as well. So people just need to be patient when they're driving, give themselves a little extra time, slow down, and be ready for those changing conditions.
Yeah, good advice for sure. And it sounds like we got another round coming. So no relief for you and your team, right?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like the wind's going to pick up as well. You know, with this snow, it's really hard to push for DOT, so there are some drifts from just where they've had to push this heavy, wet snow off the shoulder of the roadway. So when that wind picks up, we get more snow, we're going to have some drifting problems out there, and that's just something people need to be aware of as we go in through the night tonight and tomorrow when that snow starts falling and that wind starts picking up. There are going to be some spots where we're going to have some fill drifting occurring across the roadway. And maybe even some bigger drifts at some of those underpass locations and shelter belt areas.
No cruise control would be the best advice probably, right?
It is. No cruise control. I'd say any time during the winter, don't have that cruise control on because you just never know when those conditions might change. You know, depending upon the weather, you could have frost conditions out there. We could have ice. We could have snow. You know, just in the winter, it's just unpredictable. So keep that cruise control off. If you have your foot on that gas pedal, it's the best place it can be because you can feel if your vehicle starts slipping when you have your foot on the gas pedal. Then you can just take that foot off the gas pedal and hopefully try and get some control back in your vehicle. But if you have that cruise control on, you're never going to feel that and your car is just going to slip out from underneath you. So keep that cruise control on. Always have that seatbelt on just in case the worst thing does happen and get involved in a crash, whether it's your fault or somebody else's. You stay in that safe cocoon of your vehicle.
And traffic speeds, you'd suggest even with the wet pavement, the snow's off the pavement, but it's wet to slow down?
You know, today it's going to be just varied, right? You know, I just drove from Fargo all the way to Jamestown, and, you know, I was comfortable going about 55 miles per hour. Some people aren't going to feel comfortable doing that on that compact snow, that ice and that slush. You know, there are going to be some areas where you can maybe go a little bit faster, but just drive for the conditions. And, you know, for everybody, it's going to be just a little bit different. And, you know, obviously the type of vehicles you have, too, if it's a front-wheel drive vehicle, a rear-wheel drive vehicle, if you have all-wheel drive, you're going to have different types of control when you're driving. Your tire condition is a big thing, too. If you have, you know, good tires in your vehicle, you're going to have a little more control as you're going down the road. If you've got those ball tires, you're going to have a bigger challenge.
Appreciate the update very much and all the good work of the Highway Patrol and all law enforcement in challenging times. With this winter weather, it comes with the turf in this part of the world. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Captain Brian Niewin, North Dakota Highway Patrol, our guest on the program. All right. When we come back, I'm going to crunch some numbers on what oil and gas means for you. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A fusion breakthrough was unveiled on Tuesday by the U.S. Department of Energy. Researchers in California produced more energy from fusing atoms together than they used to start the process, a goal since the 1930s when we started playing around with atoms. Essentially limitless power from cheap hydrogen found in seawater. 1 gram of hydrogen theoretically contains as much energy as burning 10 tons of coal. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition, and that is creating more energy from fusion reactions than the energy used to start the process.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been indicted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern District of New York. He's been charged with 8 counts of fraud, as well as violating campaign finance rules. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Muffler of wool and a tummy that's fat. King for a day and he loves to roll with a broomstick cane and a heart of coal.
That's Rush.
It's here, my coffee. Michael Lindell has done it again. And I should have asked him about this earlier when he was on the program today to talk about his secret weapon when it comes to making the perfect coffee, the beans, Honduras beans. Climate is perfect, growing conditions there to produce the best beans ever. So every single batch tastes like the best coffee ever. It also makes sure to meet the very highest industry standard. And all of the production is done right here in the USA. You can order ground whole bean or single-serve coffee pods, certified organic, non-GMO. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee delivered monthly right to your front door. Go to mystore.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. You'll save 50% on your My Coffee subscription today. Listener says by text here, as far as the snow, it can stop. I could see it making a mess of the lakes for ice fishing. All right, well, just keep
saying
that.
There's cold coming, too, so we got a serious cold snap that'll help, but I get it.
Yeah. Adam sends a note by text here for you, the bumper music czar. Kevin says, please, I'm begging you, for the love of all that is holy and good, remove that Springsteen cover of Santa Claus is Coming to Town from your Christmas music rotation and delete it from your library forever. There is no worse Christmas recording in history.
Really? Okay. All right.
Adam's serious about
it. We'll give that one a break.
Yeah. We welcome your suggestions.
The rotation there.
Always welcome your bumper suggestions.
You bet.
Happy to do that, for sure. I do have from the Grand Forks Herald reporting on the Fu Feng story statements that I will share with you coming up in a little bit. But first, we're going to welcome our next guest to the program, and that is Brent Bogar, a senior consultant that is a great number cruncher, keeping tabs on the revenue that comes from North Dakota oil and gas and what that means for the state of North Dakota, where that energy revenue goes. Brent, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Scott? Thanks for having me.
Doing well. Thank you very much. So you have an update for 2022 on North Dakota's oil and gas tax study. Give me the high-level numbers. What do we need to know?
Well, like you said, this is an update. This is the third version of this report that the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation and Western Dakota Energy Association has done to help tell the story of the oil and gas taxes and how they're benefiting the state. Obviously, the Western Dakota Energy represents those communities where the oil production is at, and the Petroleum Council and Foundation, the industry, and so they felt that it was important for everyone across the state to understand the impacts of positive impacts of oil and gas tax revenue. So this third study really just is a continuation showing that the state collects a lot of oil and gas tax from the extraction tax and production tax, and everyone across the state benefits from it. You know, just this last fiscal year, for the state, collected nearly $3 billion in extraction and production tax. And so that gets spread through a number of different funds, and the legislature obviously has a big say in some of those appropriations coming up. So it's timely to show the impact that the industry has and how everyone's benefiting, because I think we can often lose sight of the positive benefits and what are being paid for through the taxes that are collected.
What surprised you most in this? Any surprises?
I think that for me always, and I've done this, like I said, this is the third time, is you go back and you look at it, just the impact of how even counties so far removed and small population counties are receiving significant benefits from the, because of the oil and gas industry. You know, you've got counties, take Emmons County, south of Bismarck, and over the life of the Bakken, they've gotten over $18 million of direct benefits. And I say direct because these are dollars that can be directly attributed, whether that's property tax, water projects, grants, transportation funding. And then we have the indirect impacts. I think this was probably one of the bigger things, but as I was doing this, I recognized that oil and gas tax puts a lot of money into the general fund. Since between the direct allocation of oil and gas tax to the general fund, as well as transfers that occur from different funds that are oil and gas tax funds that then get transferred to the general fund, over $4 billion of oil and gas tax revenue has gone to the general fund in the last 15 years.
So that translates into the fact that the oil and gas money is touching everything when it comes to the state government spending in North Dakota, right, and cities and counties as well. I mean, it's touching everything. And I don't know that there's an awareness of that by the average citizen and taxpayer, but it's you look at these budgets at every level, and oil and gas is touching all of it, right, Brent?
Absolutely, Scott. The general fund obviously is a huge, huge thing everywhere. But I, you know, one of the other things that, and this happened two sessions ago, and we know that property tax is a lightning rod issue. No one necessarily likes paying property tax, and everyone, you know, I hear it because I'm up here in Bismarck at the Capitol a lot. There's always discussion about the state doing something with property tax. And property tax is the local taxes. It's the state doesn't levy property taxes. It's the local tax. But the state in the legislature has done a number of things to try to reduce that burden. And one of those is like county social services. The state took over the payment of county social services for all 53 counties. And the counties then had to remove those mills. And it was written in such a way that the counties couldn't transfer those mills to another fund and basically kind of do a swap and keep their property taxes up. They had to actually reduce those mills. And so that was truly a property tax relief because the state's now taking that on. But now oil and gas tax pays for 100% of all county social services throughout the state. So that's just one example of how the oil and gas industry, through their taxes, is impacting everyone across the state.
As you look at this year to year, biennium to biennium, what kind of growth has there been?
You know, it continues to grow. I mean, oil and gas tax, the one thing with oil and gas tax, as anyone that follows the markets know, it ebbs and flows based on price and production. And we've seen, especially over the last couple of years, some dramatic swings in price and production. You know, with the pandemic, with the, you know, leading before the pandemic, where you go back to 2020, the first part of 2020, you had Saudi Arabia basically starting a price war because they were interested in gaining market share back. And so they basically started flooding the market, driving the price down, and then the pandemic hit, which just drew price down even more. So we saw a lot of change in the price in, of oil, and that impacts the taxes collected. And so as I look at the biennium to biennium, we see those swings, and I think that's a critical thing for us to recognize is when I talk about how much is going to the general fund, how much everyone is across the state is benefiting, whether it's K-12 education or the county social services, is we as a state have become very dependent on the revenues from a single industry that has some volatility to its revenues, and that is something that I think the sponsors of the study and others want people to understand why, when we talk about trying to support the industry, why it's critical that there's support for the industry, because they're paying for a lot of things in the state.
No, and that's a scary prospect, isn't it, to be that dependent on one source of income in one industry?
You know, from my standpoint, yeah, I mean, you take, you know, I think when I was in business classes and stuff, you never really wanted to become too dependent. Like if you're a business owner, you never wanted to become too dependent on one client, because if that client disappears, you're in a world of hurt. I mean, just to put it in a very simple analogy, as a state, we've become very dependent on an industry that there's a lot of volatility that, as North Dakotans, we can't control. Price is driven on a global scale. North Dakota can do all, we can put all sorts of programs and stuff together to support the industry, but we can't change the market price when it's a global commodity. And so I think continuing to support the industry, but also looking at how we use what we're gaining from the industry to diversify and grow the economy, that we're not talking about shrinking the collections of oil and gas taxes, but what we're talking about is growing the pie so that the amount oil and gas taxes are, we're collecting the same amount, but it becomes a smaller and smaller percentage of the taxes that the state is collecting.
Only have about a minute left, Brent. Talk about the legacy fund and how that is our insurance policy of not spending all those oil and gas dollars.
Yeah, legacy fund, obviously a constitutional fund that was voted in 2010, puts 30% of all these oil and gas taxes since January 2011. All of the oil and gas tax, 30% of that goes into the legacy fund. And the purpose of that legacy fund is to build up a principal so that the returns off of that legacy fund can replace the oil and gas taxes that are being collected right now. So it's easy to, in my opinion, it's easy to say we got a lot of money, over $8 billion in the legacy fund. We should do something with it. But I look at the legacy fund like a 401k. You want that principal to continue to grow so that the returns off of that offset the loss of income when the oil and gas tax collections decline. So it's really about a long-term financial strategy for the state, and I think we're well served to remember that and not get too tied up into the instantaneous gratification of seeing those dollars and wanting to do something right now.
That'll be an issue with the legislative session, as it always is. Brent Bogart, thanks for the breakdown on this interesting report and a good reminder on the value of oil and gas to North Dakota. Thanks for the time.
Brian Kronk here from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Kronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Kronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing, joyous voices sweet and clear.
That's one thing we could say. It looks like Christmas out there. Right? Come on.
Oh, man.
A white Christmas.
Winter Wonderland is upon us.
Gotta love it. Love it, love it, love it. Hey, we have a hot deal for you today from our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. PucklichValleyCity.com to find out more and take a look at this. It's a pre-owned 2020 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss. I had one of these. I love it. four-wheel drive crew cab. Listen to this.
Sweet ride.
It is a very sweet ride. It is a 10-speed automatic four-wheel drive, black cloth, 10-way power driver seat with lumbar. It is loaded up with all the goodies. Summit White, four-wheel drive, Ecotec 3.5V, or five. Let's see here, Ecotec 3.5-liter V8, 10-speed automatic is what I'm trying to say. But I'm looking at the list of all the goodies that's with it, and it is jam-packed. Exactly. Summit White, jet black, cloth seat trim, and there's 69,000 miles on it, four-wheel drive, automatic. It's a good one. And you ready for the price? $43,500. It's a great deal on a 2020 Chevrolet from Pucklich. Chevrolet Buick GMC. Right there in beautiful Valley City, North Dakota on Main Avenue. If you want to find it, go to PucklichValleyCity.com. PucklichValleyCity.com to take a look at that right there and tell them Scott sent you. For the deal of the day. Our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home.
I'll get you through this snow.
For Chevy. That's right. Let's get to a few texts here before we sign off for the day. South of Castleton, we got 12 inches of white mud.
White mud. Oh, yeah.
It was kind of muddy, thick, kind of heavy stuff, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Texter says, this is going back to our conversation with Mike Lindell. Scott, what is so sad about this lawsuit and fraudulent election in Arizona is nothing is being reported on any of the news channels in Arizona or anywhere in the country except for yours. Radio and TV, stay away from this story. I'm asking why. Our country is at stake if we let fraudulent elections happen.
Well, Carrie Lake's been on with Tucker. She's been on with, I saw her on yesterday, I think, on Fox and Friends. I mean, Fox is covering it. Newsmax is covering it. One America. The left media is not getting anywhere near it, of course. Yeah. But, you know, how dare we even question this, this solid, rock solid, you know, nothing to see here election system that they got going in Arizona. Come on, man.
Lister goes on to say it's the reason Carrie Lake left the broadcasting business. She was tired of reporting false and fake news they wanted her to report on. Ironically, she worked for the conservative TV station in Phoenix. Stay strong and keep moving forward and onward, Carrie Lake. I don't think Carrie Lake is going to wilt for a moment. She's tough as nails. She's amazing. Really is. Like her a ton. Also, speaking of Mike Lindell and his quest for the RNC chairmanship, listener says, Ronna McDaniel is Mitt Romney's niece. Enough
yes,
said. This
true.
Is true.
Bye.
These are true facts.
Bye.
You got that right. Yeah. Another listener, it is the responsibility of decent elected leaders to defend and protect the Constitution. You wouldn't even think you'd need to write that into a text.
Exactly. You think?
Yeah. Should be something everybody takes seriously.
It's a no-brainer, yeah.
Yeah. Another listener says, Army versus Navy, the only game where everyone playing is willing to die for everyone watching.
Oh, amen. Okay. Well said.
That is. And I promised I would share the statements of Senator Kevin Cramer and Governor Doug Burgum related to the decision by the Biden administration's Treasury Department on Fufang. Any surprise the Biden administration would be okay with China owning assets close to an Air Force base? Come on, that can't be. It's the Biden administration. Kevin Cramer said in light of the decision, he would be seeking intel directly from relevant agencies. Though those agencies were not named. I love that. I'll go right to the agencies and press them rather than wait for the Biden administration to send me a little fancy statement. My concerns remain the same with the Chinese Communist Party investing in agriculture in North Dakota. I look forward to the classified hearing scheduled for next week to learn more. Let me translate that for you. It doesn't matter what the Biden administration's Treasury Department had to say. It's not going to change the opinion of an Armed Services Committee member who happens to hail from the state of North Dakota. We've got to listen to that. Governor Burgum said in a statement that the project has always been locally driven. He said Tuesday's report is the result of local officials doing their due diligence with the national security review process available to them. We trust the city will continue to do its due diligence if the project proceeds. So I translate that to say you can't just take that piece of information from the Biden administration. Keep doing your due diligence, and if the project proceeds is also code for this isn't over. That's how I'd translate that.
Exactly.
My take, welcome yours always. Remember, you can call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Be careful out there on the roads. Slow down a bit. We'll see you tomorrow when the snow starts all over again. See you, Kev.
All right.
God bless, folks. See you, bye. You heard the news that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.